Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news that you need to know. Anti-Semitism in the church today is because of replacement theology. That's the headline. David James, Bible in Hand, comes to explain this headline.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
The rise of anti-Semitism in the church, finding a dramatic resurgence in the very last place that you and I or anybody should expect to find it, in the churches, and even among some growing number of churches that have been historically evangelical and supportive of the nation of Israel. This is very concerning, is it not?
It definitely is. You know, we look back through history and back into the 1500s at the birth of the Reformation, and certainly there were important doctrinal things that came out of the Reformation. For example, salvation by faith, the priesthood of the believer, the authority of the Bible. But not every reformer was right in every area of theology, and one of the general perspectives at that period of time was that the Jews were the ones who put Christ to death, and so they were held liable for his death, and as such, became despised. So even men like Martin Luther were virulently anti-Semitic. This actually picked up and was a theme, even as reformers as they moved forward. Combined with that, people were not taking the Word of God literally in the Old Testament and trying to spiritualize some of the promises made to Israel, with the thinking that, well, Israel has forfeited these promises because they're the ones who killed Christ. Well, now those promises can be applied to the church. And that being the case, we see the church is replacing Israel and God's program, and so the Jew and the Jewish nation are really set aside and have no place in God's program, and therefore we should not even consider, for example, today, that political, geopolitical Israel, she has no right to that land because those promises no longer apply. This has tremendous impact within the church and even how the church views the Jewish-Palestinian conflict and the role of the Jews in the Middle East and the peace process. Tremendous implications.
David James, Bible in Hand, with an explanation of how anti-Semitism can be found in the church today. It's because of replacement theology. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. If you have a moment, think about this with me. Anti-Semitism in the world in our day is dangerous because it will lead to a second Holocaust worse than the first. That's Zechariah chapter 13 and verse 8. However, anti-Semitism in the church is even more dangerous because the church is denying the Word of God. The ancient Jewish prophets and the apostles taught of God's plan for the future, and it included a plan for the church and for the Jews as well. We must follow God's Word. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...